Hey, it's Amy from The Bobby Bones Show, and I'm now also hosting the Love What Matters podcast. The Love What Matters podcast exists to bring you real people, real stories, and real heart. We curate feel-good stories that celebrate the beauty in all of us. The power in one act of kindness really is awesome. So join the Love What Matters podcast to help us spread the love. To listen, search for Love What Matters on iHeartRadio now.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
Good morning, good morning. Welcome to Monday's show. Let me welcome the whole studio here real quick. Make sure everybody's here. Yep, we're all here. All right, good morning, studio.
Good morning.
I have a daughter's reaction in horror to her daddy's shaved face. Her dad hasn't shaved since 2012. Okay? First time since 2012. Here you go.
I look different, okay?
I
know. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. It's still me.
I don't like it.
I know. I'm sorry, you guys.
Go away.
It's okay, Riri.
Like, both kids are crying now. Eddie, do you ever do this with your kids? Like, when you shave, do they think it's weird?
When I grew my beard out and shaved, they stared at me for a little bit. They're like, whoa, weird.
They grew it out. When you grew it out, they stared.
When I grew it out and I shaved it. Is like so extreme. They're just like, that's crazy.
One time when I was 7 years old, we were at my grandma's house in Chicago. My dad shaved his mustache for the first time ever, and I told him I was never going to talk to him again.
Wow.
I got so mad, and I was like, you look so weird. I'm never talking to you again. And I ran upstairs.
And you remember that vividly?
Vividly. Yeah. At grandma's for Christmas.
Mm. Wow.
Well, everybody, welcome. Today will be a fun day. It's also the first day that you can text in for the old Radio Hall of Fame deal.
Yeah. Everyone needs to go do
it. We'll put that on socials.
Okay.
No, don't downplay it. You need to say,
bye. We're talking about bye-bye. Start the show now. Here we go.
Bobby Bones. Recognizing people doing cool things.
It's ICU.
In her application to get into Yale University, Carolina Williams was asked to write a short essay on what she loves to do. So she wrote an essay on what she loves to do, and that's to order pizza from Papa John's. And that got her into the Ivy League school. Yale wrote a note back. And they wrote, as a fellow lover of pizza, I laughed out loud after reading your application. Apparently it was really well written too.
Yes.
And it was outside the box.
I'm sure, Yale.
And she also graduated top 10 of her class. But again, you have to have these extra things. This essay matters. She crushed it with the pizza essay.
Cool. I bet Papa John's better hook her up too.
Also, when you're doing something out of the box for like Yale, it's all or nothing. Like they're either going to look at you and it's the stupidest thing ever and you're not going to get in, or you're going to get in fully.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I didn't apply there.
Oh, you didn't?
Shocking, I know. Just Harvard.
Carolina Williams, I see you. Thinking outside the box right there. I see you.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
If producer Raymond Ariana Grande honored the victims of the Manchester attack with a benefit concert overseas yesterday, a bunch of A-listers played to raise money. You can help out by going to redcross.org. Last night in sports, the Golden State Warriors beat the Cleveland Cavaliers 132-113. They now lead the best-of-seven series 2-0. And finally, it's CMA week, 3 days away from the CMA Music Festival in Nashville, Tennessee.
I went just looking at cars Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
I was driving around, and I just had on a pair of old, like, basically jorts and a tank top.
Yeah.
And so I just went, and I went to, like, four places. I'll tell you, a lot of places treat you like crap if you don't show up in nice clothes.
Really?
They feel like you can't afford a car or something?
Yeah, and I did that on purpose. Like,
wow.
I put on just like clothes if I was going out. Listen, I ain't going to work in the yard anyway. I hired a lawnmower. But if I were, I would put these clothes on.
Right.
And so I just went and showed up. They wouldn't even look at me.
It's like Pretty Woman.
No, because I didn't go back to a place. I went to a lot of places and ended up getting a Jeep. But
that's what I'm saying. You should have rolled up to those other places, honked your horn, and been like, big mistake.
In a tux.
Huge.
I told you.
I have to go drive my new Jeep now.
It was frustrating, though.
Because
I would pull up and I would look around and then I'd walk inside and be like, hey. They'd be like, yeah, can we help you? I'm like, yeah, I'm trying to look at a Jeep. And they're like, well, I can read their minds. Well, your masculinity plus the clothes you're wearing doesn't equal a Jeep guy. Mm-hmm. And so, anyway.
But you did it.
I did it. And then it poured down. I took the top off and it poured.
Sorry.
Oh, no. No, the Jeep is soaking wet.
No. I was so proud. Whatever. I'll tell you more about that later. Man, guy can't even try to buy a car now that people are judging him. I felt like junior high all over again. This is a Bobby Bones
show. Bobby Bones.
All right, Monday positivity. Time for a segment called Tell Me Something Good. And that's what we're going to do right now. Our goal is to tell you something good and make you feel good. Tell me something good. Because she's legally blind, Rachel Slater has a seeing eye dog named Parfait. And when her dog pawed at her shoulder one night, waking her up, she assumed the dog had to go to the bathroom. But when she woke up, she's like, oh, something's up. So she's 66-year-old. Her heart was beating faster than normal. She was nauseous, called 911. Turns out her 4-year-old golden retriever sensed heart failure.
Oh, my.
Had her what? Call the doctor. She went in. They were like, you're in. Take you in right now. They saved her. The dog saved her life. Dog saved her life.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy? Parfait. Parfait the dog. Saved her life.
Roof, roof.
Give that dog some granola. All right, Amy, you're up.
A Vietnam vet got his lost dog tags back after 47 years. Yep, this guy, Mike, he lost his dog tags somewhere in the middle of the jungle in Vietnam, and a collector somehow came across these tags and decided, you know what? I feel like I need to get these back to the owner. Tracked him down, found him, gave him his dog tags.
I bet that's really important to him.
So important.
Lunchbox.
A couple years ago, Brad Bauer was on a spring break trip when he went diving into the ocean and he didn't realize there was a sandbar underneath.
Oh.
Became paralyzed from the waist down.
Oh.
And he was the water polo captain, but he told friends, I'm going to walk across that stage at graduation and get my diploma. Well, graduation comes. No one's seen him walk yet. He got up out of that wheelchair, walked across, and got that diploma.
Dang.
That's cool.
So much to talk about today. One of the topics of discussion a little later on is, has Lunchbox peaked? This is brought up by another member of the show. Oh. I just give you a little...
What?
After Lunchbox's weak performance in the beer funneling,
ooh,
people in the studio are starting to question whether or not Lunchbox has peaked. The beer bowling competition, the maple syrup chug, the not bowling a 180. Like, he just continues
wow.
to fail. This is not my topic, but this was sent to me, and I do believe it is something we should talk about. That'll come up.
Fine.
Have you peaked? Well, just think about it. I'm giving you time to formulate a response.
All right, I'll marinate on that.
It's a big week in Nashville because it's CMA, Music Festival Week. Mm-hmm. And so, which means everybody comes to town, and the Stanley Cup's here in town, which means everybody comes down.
So great.
So, yeah, it's quite the week. Just for, like, me and us, and, like, it's a packed week because I'm doing, like, on-stage announcements. I guess we all are at the big stadium. And then the Raging Idiots, our band, Eddie and I's band, are playing the second biggest stage, which is on the river.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, that's your one step away from the big stage.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We're
people
so
are
close.
Like, how do the Raging Idiots play? You may not know this, but we tour quite well.
Yeah.
Like, people actually come to our shows. It's crazy. We can't believe it either. It continues to get bigger and bigger. So we're doing radio. We're being radio people. We're being musical artists. And then I'm playing and doing a whole thing at... Which kind of ridiculous because it's like Keith Urban.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Bobby Bones. Another star. And I'm like, wait, people are going to get stuck in my show and be like, where's the real stars? But I'm like...
That's the HGTV lounge
mm-hmm.
one?
So I'm doing like legit. A thing and then a comedy set and then I'm playing a little bit of music. And I haven't told anybody, but Lindsay's going to be my backup guitar player on that one.
She's pretty solid.
And so, yeah, so I go out. So it's a lot of stuff this week. And there's last night I was writing jokes. I won some award called the Innovator in Music Award.
Okay.
So tomorrow night's the big award ceremony. And I go, I'm supposed to like get up and talk and like accept this award. And I appreciate the award, but you know, I don't know.
I don't know anything about this.
Because I don't care if you guys come. I don't want you guys to have to worry about coming to these awards.
Okay. Well, I would still like to know what's going on.
Yeah.
Fine. Won't come.
Well, I have to write these
jokes. I wasn't invited, so don't worry. I won't come.
Nobody. It's not invited. It's just an awards thing.
Oh.
And I never want you guys to come to a thing. You have to come to a thing.
Okay.
Like, we have enough things.
Yeah, but we may want to.
But don't worry about me.
No.
Like,
okay.
Like, I don't want any pressure.
Busy week. I won't come.
So I've been trying to write these jokes, and I wrote some last night because I have to get up and give this speech, and I was told they were way too harsh. Because I don't care. Like, for me, an award, it's neat. Like, that's neat. But I want to get up there, and I was gonna go at people, or, like, roast people from accepting the award.
Yeah.
And I was told I couldn't do it. Cause, man, I wrote some scalding ones, too.
Really?
But they were funny to me.
Well, then can you share them here?
If I can't share them there, do you think I can share them on the air?
I don't know.
I sent them to one person. I was like, hey— you think these are funny? And they were like, oh, yeah, they're funny, but half the room's going to hate you when you're done.
Dang.
But I was like, but is the other half going to love me?
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's like...
And they were like, probably not. They were very harsh.
Okay.
But they were fun. I only went toward people that I liked.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. So I have to write that. What is so... That's... I don't know. We have CMT interviews today and tomorrow. And so we're interviewing artists. And Lunchbox, in every interview that you do, you have to fit in some reference to the Seven Dwarfs.
I don't know anything about those guys.
It didn't matter. You have to fit in, you have to say the words of Seven Dwarfs inside your interviews. Like with every artist that you talk to over the next couple of days, all right?
Bobby Bones.
Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30 Second Skinny.
So this is pretty cool. Brad Paisley surprised a high school graduation in Illinois on Friday. He showed up, played a couple songs, and then talked to the graduates, telling them to live in the moment and not take themselves too seriously.
They said it was a surprise, but they had to do sound. Like, I bet you a lot of kids knew he was coming. It's hard to keep a surprise like that locked down, right?
I guess.
I mean, when there's a big Brad Paisley banner on stage before he walks out, you'd be like, hey, I think somebody's coming out. All right, no, it was cool.
Yeah, pretty neat, pretty neat. We got a new number one song in the country. It belongs to Brett Young. His song, In Case You Didn't Know. Darius Rucker's If I Told You is at number two. And Dan and Shay's How Not To is at the number three spot. I'm Amy. That's your 30 Second Skinny.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Albuquerque, New Mexico. A man was at the bank and he's like, I'm just going to be a second. So he leaves his car running, runs inside the bank to make a deposit, comes back out, car's gone, along with his phone and his wallet. But, oh, there's a billfold laying in the parking lot. So he picks it up and he texts his phone. He goes, hey, man, you got my car, but I got your wallet. You can come back to the bank and get it. So the guy drives the car back to the bank, police waiting for him.
Oh. He probably thought he was going to do a little quick tradesies.
Like, wow. Like, you'd probably keep running. Like, you're caught. Like, you're just caught, though.
Yeah, either way, you're busted.
Just done.
Yeah, because they have your wallet, so you're running as well. Just be like, okay.
Yeah, you might as well just run.
Cuff me.
No, keep running.
Yeah, you gotta run.
You gotta go.
Don't give up.
Ditch the car and say somebody had stole your wallet.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, that's report it stolen.
Then you have to steal more than a car because you don't have your wallet. You gotta steal everything.
No.
And then you get more trouble.
No. All you do is you take the car and you dump it. And then you give it a couple of days and you call and report your wallet lost and stolen. And then they think the same person who stole the car stole the wallet.
Oh man, that's genius.
But yeah. You're like, no, it wasn't me. That was somebody else. Yeah. I need my wallet.
I need my wallet back. And whoever stole my wallet got the car, so please get them. Yeah, anyway. Yeah.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your bonehead story of the day.
Obviously, this guy didn't have the foresight that I would have if I were a car thief. Toyota's test driving this flying car right now. I was watching video of it. Like, it's a flying car.
That's crazy.
It's not a car that just, like, jumps up like a penguin and goes, and it pops back down. Like, thing flies, and they hope to light the Olympic flame in 2020. So it's not 20. Again, this is a forever away. The Cartivator is being run by a group of 30 engineers. And so it's called SkyDrive. Anyway, it's pretty remarkable. We will see in our lifetime flying cars. No, we won't see flying infrastructure where it's like cars are higher than others and everybody's up in the air.
Yeah.
But we'll see flying cars in our lifetime. And some people will have them. It's like the self-driving cars. So I got to get in one of those probably a couple weeks ago. And I thought it was going to freak me out. Here's the thing. Robots are so much better than humans at making decisions. Like, just generally, they are. Look at every decision that's made, even in surgeries now, a lot of the time. Robots are doing the hard stuff.
Oh, but I get worried about the one time the robot's going to... I mean, I know we mess up, there's human error, but I just feel
like... Way
more
human error than robot error.
Okay.
So the one time the robot messes up is different than the 20 times the human messes up.
Okay.
And I thought it would be weird. It really was kind of... First, it was kind of creepy, like, whoa... Then you just trust it. It's like anything else when you use technology.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. I can't believe you tried that.
I got in it.
Okay.
I wasn't even in the driver's seat.
Yeah, that's got to be so weird.
I was in the other side of it. But when we were in California, we were going to play Stagecoach. We drove up beside a guy who was using the self-driving to drive on the highway.
He was texting.
He was like watching a movie on his phone.
Oh,
and
wow.
The car was just flying down the road. And we're like, this dude's not. Turns out it was a self-driver.
Does he sit in the driver's seat, though?
Yeah.
Okay, so he could take over controls if he wanted to.
If he wanted to.
Okay, cool.
But just think of the times in production or whatever's happening. Machines are far consistently better than we are once they get calibrated right.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. We're done.
What's going to happen in 50 years or so, careers are going to be for us because they're taking away all labor.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be all in the mind. Like, what can you think?
Ooh.
Because robots can't think.
Yeah.
So what can we do different than technology or robots?
Yeah.
Think.
Wow.
So professions, like, I'm going to be a poet in my next life. I'm going to come back and just write poetry. Yeah. You know? Flying cars, self-driving cars. Soon we'll have robots doing this job. It's the Bobby Bone Show. I tweeted out as I was looking for a Jeep, which, by the way, if you notice, my shoulder is a little broader, or my pants a little tighter. It's because I got a Jeep.
What does that mean?
You figure it out.
Huh.
But after months of just debating, am I going to get a Jeep or not? I went and got a Jeep. Went and looked around, found one, and I was like, what do I know about Jeeps? A lot now. I spent the whole weekend researching and like tweeting with listeners. And I was like, do I get a Rubicon or a Sahara? And to the average non-Jeep person like you guys, you wouldn't know the difference in the two.
Rubicon?
So I went and drove them both. The Sahara is more of, you got to get on the highway and drive.
City Jeep.
It's like city Jeep. The Rubicon's if you're doing a lot of off-roading with big tires, and it sits higher, and it's kind of shaky. So obviously I went with the Sahara, because I'm not trying to drive off the... You can't... There's not a... As a normal onlooker, you wouldn't know the difference. I wouldn't know the difference.
Yeah.
But, man, people are going to have a fight on my Twitter about that. I'm not going off-roading. You guys are crazy?
Yeah.
You got to keep everything clean.
You got to at least get some mud on the tires, you know what I'm saying?
It rained, so yeah. I told you. Like, I took the top off, drove 10 minutes to the store. Was a raindrop in sight. As I'm at the store.
Oh, no.
Pores.
No, the Jeep is soaking wet.
Pores. There's flooding inside the thing. And I took, whatever. Then I just went and stripped the whole thing down. Took the doors off, took the top off.
There you go.
Took everything off. So I'm fully Jeeping it. Now I got to go get me a big Arkansas tire cover on the back.
Yeah. Of course. You got to get that hog back there.
Probably get it. But the thing about Jeeps, too, I didn't know is that they're like Legos. They're actually built to do whatever you want to with them.
Yeah.
Everything's interchangeable. Like tires, wheels, grills, guards, faces.
What do you mean changeable?
It's like you can change.
They have so many accessories.
Yeah, it's like a thing. Every year, new accessories come out.
Oh.
For what colors. Like, I'm building a Ferris wheel on the back of mine
so
Eddie's kids can ride.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. So, anyway, I got a Jeep. It was interesting. I guess I have lots of Jeep stories, but, you know, just my day of it. drove it yesterday.
One day.
Felt like everybody's looking at me like, dang, look at that dude. Because driving through town with doors off and top off. Felt like everybody was like, man, I've seen a lot of manly men in my life, but nothing like that guy.
Yeah.
I was in my tights, too, going to work out, going to box yesterday. So maybe it equaled itself out. What?
You wear your yoga tights to boxing?
They're boxing tights, okay?
What?
They just transition to whatever sport you're doing?
Yeah, because I see like professional fighters and wrestlers wearing these tights.
I've seen that. So I guess,
So, yeah, I had them on.
Did you wear shorts over the tights?
Oh, in boxing, yeah. There's just too much jumping around. Yeah.
Okay.
In yoga, it's a little different. But I wore them to fight. Listen, I drove my Jeep to fight yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
How manly does that get?
Yeah.
Tomorrow and the next day, we'll have on lots of artists because it's CMA week. It's music festival. It just takes over the city. Secondly, CMT Awards are Wednesday night. And so it's promoting that as well. And we'll all be doing interviews with artists, but Lunchbox, during yours, you must use the words the Seven Dwarfs in every single interview with every single artist somehow.
The Seven Dwarfs.
Because you always have like, how do I interview people? I don't know what to do. The only rule is in every interview tomorrow and the next day that you bring in, you have to talk about the Seven Dwarfs. Somewhere, like, let's say you were talking to, throw an artist at me, any artist.
Let's say Craig Campbell.
You're like, hey, man. I was looking at your band play the other night. Man, it's like I was trying to count. Look at the Seven Dwarfs that they're playing. That's a big band. You can't bring attention to it.
Oh, so I can't just be like, oh, you know, who's your favorite of the Seven Dwarfs?
You can probably do that once, but you can't do it over and over. And you can never do the same kind of mention twice.
Ooh.
Oh, man. Okay.
But now you have something to think about other than, what do I talk to this person about?
So that's all I'm going to think about is the Seven Dwarfs. All day, every day. It's going to be like,
it's just two days for like an hour each. But yeah.
Oh, well.
It's not that dramatic.
All day, every day. That's all he's going to be thinking
about.
So
tomorrow we come in with your interviews. That's what you'll have.
Yeah.
Talk to him about the project, but you have to reference Seven Dwarfs somehow.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah. The Bobby Bones Show.
Hey, Ray, you went to dinner. What kind of place was it? Ray's our audio producer in the glass room.
Yeah, it was sushi. So they have that, lobster, a bunch of other sea stuff.
Okay, a sea stuff place.
Sea stuff, yes.
So you go into the sea stuff place, and who do you see?
Yeah, well, yeah, me and Bay are on a date, and none other than Keith Urban and Nicole Kidman,
oh,
ladies and gentlemen.
Wow.
Nice.
So A-list couple for sure. As a couple, there's no bigger couple in country music. That's the biggest couple. So they're sitting in the sea stuff restaurant.
Yeah, yeah. So they're at the sushi restaurant, and I was like, I didn't get a picture with them, but I was so confused at their seating. They put them right next to the bar, and which is right next to the kitchen with all the foot traffic. So me and my girl are almost kind of in an exclusive little VIP table. Keith Urban and Nicole Kidman are sit right next to the bar where everybody's coming through with dishes, like the wait staff's going back and forth right in front of them.
Mm.
It was probably the worst seating I've ever seen.
Wow.
I don't think they knew it was them.
What?
Oh, really?
How did you not know?
I think, like, when they book the reservations, maybe they have a fake name. Because if I would have been sat there with my girl, I would have asked for a different seat. I mean, there's guys walking by with fish that's, like, just about to get cut up and stuff. There's the people doing all the stuff right there in front of them.
Wait, they walk by with, like, fresh fish they just caught?
Yeah. So wherever they were coming from, the loading dock, that's right where they were walking.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Serious.
He's like, they came straight from the pond.
Yeah.
Dead Urban sitting on the boat, dog.
And when they were chopping up the sushi, if maybe they missed, probably some of it flew on Keith's plate.
Oh, stop.
I'm just saying.
Oh, wow.
Their seats were that bad?
Yeah, it was really, really bad.
And nobody was bothering them?
No, it was 5 o'clock. There was not too many people there. It was me and my girl and them.
It's good you didn't go up and bother them.
Oh.
The two rules is one, kids, two, eating.
Mm-hmm.
That's when you don't mess with people for pictures or bother them.
Yeah, if I would have saw them in the lobby or something, for sure would have went in for the picture, but they were eating and it was probably their private time. And, you know, they're trying to be romantic, so.
What were they eating?
It looked just like a sushi roll.
Fish,
normal.
Bobby.
Yeah, your average sushi roll, probably some lobster. It looked like they had lobster dip.
Your average sushi roll with some lobster dip.
Oh, my goodness.
Interesting.
I mean, yeah, you would think if it's not that crowded, they get a better spot.
Ray's trying to convince us he got into the Stanley Cup Finals. There's no way. He's like, he was posting pictures on his Twitter, like, but he's never in any of the pictures. And then you look, and that same picture was put on, like, the NHL Twitter account.
There's people there that can prove I was there.
How did you get in?
We're media.
You weren't sitting in the media section.
You
said to me earlier you snuck in, so now your story's changed.
I did sneak in.
Okay. You
media.
Snuck in as media?
I snuck in, and when somebody questioned me, I just said I'm media.
Did you have a media credential?
No.
Okay, then that doesn't count.
That's all you had to tell
you
them,
You can't
though.
Just yell, I'm media, and it work.
I like had the...
I need proof,
okay.
Ray. Whatever.
People out there that took pictures.
Yeah. Okay, please, someone come forward with a picture of Ray in the arena. He's so full of crap. Get your bones on, Bobby Bones Show. All right, so the debate has been sparked. I think you just got a tweet. This is I'm wrong about country's biggest couple because I said Keith and Nicole are the biggest couple. They're like, what about Tim and Faith?
Oh.
What about Garth and Trisha?
Ah.
No, those aren't the biggest couple.
You're talking internationally?
I'm talking straight up. Who's the biggest couple? It's easily Keith and Nicole.
Okay, but what's your reasoning behind it? Is it because they are internationally famous?
It's because... It's not just music.
Oh, yeah. It's movies and TV.
It's movies, yeah. TV, for both of them. It's music. It's also relevancy.
True.
How many number ones has Urban had in the last bit?
Oh, a lot.
How many huge TV shows has Nicole Kidman had? Somebody argue with me. I'd love for it.
Yeah, Tim and Faith, biggest one.
You just love
really?
Tim McGraw because
oh,
he
yeah,
bought
Tim
you a
my
chair.
Boy, and Faith is awesome.
Listen, huge, yes. But no.
We got a new tour going on.
Pound for pound, it's Keith and Nicole. She makes that couple. He's A-list.
They're power.
Yes, he's already A-list.
Yeah.
And she's outside of music A-list.
Yeah.
And she's been A-list forever.
And international.
And maintained it.
What about Blake Shelton and Gwen Stefani?
They're not even married.
Yeah.
And two, no.
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 No. She is huge.
She's okay.
Yeah.
She's big, famous, but yeah.
Man, I thought I brought a home run and you guys just said, eh.
No. Yeah.
Eddie almost hit one of those tour buses that drive around Nashville. Like, people come to town and they're like, all right, get in the bus. We'll take you and show you the sights.
I was just going home. I was leaving work and I was headed down the road on a one-way street. And out of nowhere, one of those tour buses comes right in front of me. So I obnoxiously lay the horn in.
Wait, why?
Well, because he wasn't stopping. He was just kept coming in and turning. And I just went right around him, kept my hand on the horn, went right in front of him, and he looked at me. The driver looked at me with this stare of like, I'm going to hurt you. Like, you're being so annoying. And then he reaches for his microphone, starts talking to it. I'm like, what's this guy saying? I get home. I look on Twitter. One of our listeners was on the bus. He goes, Producer A, did you almost hit my tour bus that I was on?
Wait, whose fault was it?
It was his fault. Okay. I was on a one-way just going, and he was coming out, turning on the one-way. And so I said, yes, I was. So I was trying to get more information. He said, well, he said it was all your fault. And half of us on the bus, we all saw that it was his fault. But he got on the speaker.
How awkward.
I know. He got on the speaker and said, like, sorry, this guy came out of nowhere, almost hit us, blazing down the road. First of all, the rocket doesn't blaze down the road.
Yeah, your That's car's true. Pretty old and, yeah. and beat up.
I tried to get this guy's number. I was like, dude, can we call you, please? I want you to be in my defense. And he never responded back to me.
You have to go to court?
No, well, just for
court here. Of Bobby Bones Show air.
I believe it was probably his fault. Those buses, they're like those pedal taverns. They just get in the way.
Oh, yeah.
They pull out in front of people.
Yeah, that's what happened, man. We almost had a one-on-one collision.
Here's what's happening this week. Today, voting for the National Radio Hall of Fame begins. How about that? I'm
Which
in that, by
Bobby's
the way.
Bobby's in, yes.
Yeah. I'm up against Ryan Seacrest, so.
Yeah, but.
Bleh,
so?
Okay. What's the website people can go to and vote? RadioVote.com?
Let me see. Yes, RadioVote.com.
If you go over there, it's a literal Radio Hall of Fame. But again, I'm up against Ryan Seacrest.
Can I tell people what they can do? They can text, right?
Yeah, I think it's probably easier to vote to go to the website.
Oh, all right.
RadioVote.com if you want to go there. It's also game 4 of the Stanley Cup Finals tonight in Nashville. Pitt's up 2-1, and The Bachelorette is on ABC. That's tonight. On Tuesday, National Eyewear Day.
Oh, shout out.
Which, by the way, I wear big, thick glasses. Here's the thing. I turn my glasses. I can't see without my glasses now. I'm turning into an old man. Like, I gotta get my glasses. I wear them so much that I have to have them now to see. Wednesday, the CMT Music Awards. Kelsea Ballerini stops by Wednesday to world premiere a new song. On Thursday, Amy's doing Nash Chat for Nashville on CMT. It's also National Best Friends Day on Thursday. Oh. On Friday, Raging Idiots play CMA Fest. Orange is the New Black Season 5 added to Netflix. And Lady Antebellum's album Heartbreak comes out on Friday. And finally on Saturday, the City of Hope celebrity softball game, which a lot of us are playing in. That happens on Saturday in Nashville. Injury report will follow Monday.
Oh, man, please don't hurt yourself.
Yeah. Wow, we'll have that too. So that's what's happening this week here.
Let's go.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Lunchbox is upset at end of school pictures, I guess they're on your Facebook feed.
Oh, my goodness. When did this become a thing to take a picture of end of the year?
Well, you don't have kids. Now, Eddie, you do have two kids.
Yes. What are these things?
Okay, so you don't do end of school pictures.
No.
Here's the number. I'm going to give the number out, too, if anyone wants to jump in. 877-77-BOBBY. There's beginning of school pictures. When you take a picture of the kid, you're like, hey, going into second grade.
I've seen
first
those.
Day.
And I get that. But now all of a sudden, everybody has last day of first grade pictures. Like, what are you doing? Quit putting that on Facebook. Do the first year, you know, first of the year, and that's it. Are we going to put, oh, last day of spring break picture, last day of the third week picture? I mean, it is so annoying. And it fills up my whole Facebook feed, and I've never heard of it before. We didn't do that as kids. Why are we doing it now?
Why are you so upset about that?
It is so annoying.
There are so many pictures, and there are so many ugly things on Facebook that actually seems kind of pleasant.
Yeah.
Pictures of kids.
You can kind of see how they changed from the first day of school to the last day of school.
And they held a little sign, last day of first grade. I mean, stop.
That's cute. They're in first grade.
Okay.
You know, when he has kids, it's going to be all over the place.
Yeah. He's going to be like halfway mark through the year taking a picture.
Eddie, you don't do this, though?
No, I don't do this. We do the whole, like, them with their backpacks and their lunchbox, you know, before school. But, no, we don't do the last day picture. I mean, I don't have anything against it.
He's doing a professional photo shoot. It's not... Hey, they're just taking a picture of
walking
out
of memories.
Yeah,
but they made a nice little sign. Last day is third grade. Look
so
at
now
Jimmy.
You hate the sign?
I hate it all. I hate the last day of school picture.
Why are you such a hater?
The first day of school is fine. I get it. I understand. They're starting a new year. They didn't do anything. They're just going to
summer.
They
finished. Well, it was congratulations on the commencement of a year.
Yeah.
Goodness.
They're moving on to the next grade.
I understand that, but you can just move on to the next grade without a big announcement.
Well, I'll get some calls in a second. I'll give you this story that's kind of funny. Hey, mom is mad because she got the yearbook back. And she has a kid. The kid's 8 years old. And in the picture, he has all his teeth.
Oh, I saw this.
But in real life, he lost some teeth because his teeth fall out.
Yeah, he's a kid.
The mother was shocked to find her son's toothy grin was photoshopped for school pictures.
I mean, his teeth look great.
Yeah, you gotta pay big bucks for that kind of dental work. The school photo company had straightened her 8-year-old's gap teeth. She said her son's baby teeth from the year before were swapped in. So they took the old teeth and then just put them in the new mouth.
That is so funny to me.
That's awesome.
I just want to say this. If there's ever a picture of me and anyone happens to be editing it, listen to the show. Photoshop the crap out of it. Make me look as good as possible. If I have nose hairs, teeth, whatever. Yes. I just went through this with work where I was like, hey, can you put the pictures up of me and my good teeth? Not the ones before I got my teeth fixed, you know?
But don't you think it's different because you're an adult and this is a kid?
Absolutely.
Dana.
Yes.
In Virginia, what would you like to say?
So for me, the end of the year school pictures is about seeing how much my daughter has grown from the first day of the school year to the last day of the school year. And a lot of parents will take a picture with the kid wearing the same outfit that they wore on the first day of the school year.
What do you think about that, Lunchbox?
You can see how much they've grown by looking at them. You don't need to post it to the world.
But can you do it year to year, too? I mean, why would you post one the next year then? Just look
at them. I get the first day of school. That's okay with me.
Actually, looking at them, it's hard when you live with them. You don't notice the change.
That's true. Yeah. Dana, thank you.
Thank you.
I appreciate you.
I appreciate you.
There it is. I got people on the phone that want to talk to Lunchbox. Hey, Leanne in Tennessee. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for calling. What's going on?
I think LB might need some Skittles, a Sun Drop, something. His blood sugar might be a little off. He needs to simmer down.
Yeah, he's so upset. The people on Facebook post beginning of the school year pictures and end of the school year pictures.
See, that's the beauty of Facebook. You can just take your little thumb and keep on scrolling.
It's Oh, got him.
No, because then you scroll down to the next person.
Simmer down.
Simmer. I agree. I appreciate you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I appreciate you.
Right, let's go to Melissa, who's over here. Melissa in Gainesville, Florida.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. Are you going to come to Lunchbox's defense?
Yes.
Yeah, I am. It does get old, some of the end-of-school Facebook posts. I will tell him, though, the one thing I think is worse is all the posts, the end-of-school year, like overachieving. My kid graduated with the highest honors in the world. My kid's getting a scholarship to Stanford. My kid's...
Dang, who are you friends with?
Yeah, I don't know who that was.
Hey, listen, let me just say this. Why be upset that people are enjoying or are proud of something?
Yeah.
Like, isn't that what we strive to be? Just proud of something. To feel positive about something. With so much negativity in the world today, and you see a Facebook post that's proud, that's shining light, that is happy about something. Can we just be happy that it's happy instead of angry that it's anything else? That's my only question. You don't have to love it, but love that somebody else is loving it. There's so many people hating on everything out there. Let's just love that other people are loving things. That's all. All I'm saying is give peace a chance. That's all I'm saying. We're all just caught up.
That's a good point.
All the time. Lunchbox comes in here. I hate pictures of kids on the internet.
Well,
don't look at them.
When you put it that way.
That's what it sounds like. Now, Melissa, I appreciate your call. I appreciate you for calling.
Thank you. I appreciate you, Bobby.
There we go. See, and we can disagree on that, and it's okay. I'm going to go trash your Facebook page there right now. Melissa. I posted a picture last night of our show Facebook page. You guys see that?
Yeah.
No.
People are fighting on our show. I was like, this is why I don't go over to our show Facebook page. Yeah. It's on my Twitter, Mr. Bobby Bones. All right, over to you, Amy. Let's skinny it up.
Bobby Bones.
Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30-second skinny.
God, the celebrities, they get everything. CMT put out the list of all the items in the swag bag, and they get like 55 amazing items from the CMT Music Awards that are coming up this Wednesday.
Also, like what, though?
Okay, like in the bag, you get 2 hours of complimentary home organizing. I mean, I know what this company is because I follow them on Instagram. It's called The Home Edit. And It's amazing. I would love to have them in my house, but I'm sure it's like way too expensive, but they can already afford it. And then they get them to come to their house and organize for 2 hours.
So what I hear, though, you get 2 hours of it. It's probably a 5 hour deal and you got to pay for the other three.
If you want the rest.
That's what I always hear. I'm always looking at.
Give you a taste of it and you're like, this is so awesome. I got to buy way more hours. You get a soap set from Reese Witherspoon's brand. Private boxing, Bobby. You'd be into that.
At the gym that I worked at yesterday. The exact same gym.
Yeah. And like yoga.
That's where all the stars work out.
Is it really?
I've never seen anybody there except
I think
me.
I think it is.
I'm the only person. Like, there's not even anybody else. There's not even other humans there. It's just me.
Okay, well, Wonder Woman killed it at the box office this weekend. They made history. Female superhero. They made $100 million with the opening. It's the biggest opening for a female director as well. So that's awesome. I'm Amy. That's your 30-second skinny.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
We're getting dumber as a race, for sure. This is the human race.
Why?
Because there's an Uber driver on a golf course just driving around. Just following his GPS.
Oh,
what?
Yeah.
Yeah, and they're like, wow. They're like, hey, dude. He's like, it said go here.
So I went.
So a lost Uber driver caught driving through the middle of a golf course. He said he was trying to get to a barbecue, but he got lost.
Yeah. That's where common sense just comes in. Like,
but does it? Aren't people just turning with their GPSs now? I don't know how to get anywhere. Like, I don't.
Me neither.
I hit my phone and go to Google Maps yesterday. I went to my girlfriend's house. I didn't know how to get there. I've been there many times. But it was like, hey, I want to turn my GPS on, so how do she had to like direct me. I don't know people's phone numbers. I don't know directions on how to get places. Like, unless it's on my phone, I'm not even hating on this guy. I'm saying we as a general human, we're just getting dumber because technology is allowing us to.
How have you ended up on a golf course? No, I'm playing golf.
And there's a guy yelling, he's like, I'm playing golf. And the guy's like,
I'm looking for a barbecue.
Hey, have you seen the Smith residence? Oh, man. That's how technology is going to get us in the end. Mm. Not only is it getting smarter, it's making us dumber. That's why I'm nice to Alexa. You guys are crazy being mean to that thing.
Don't yell at her.
No, because she has friends. Don't think she doesn't have buddies that she's talking to. Like, because they all have little rooms they go into, probably.
Oh,
like,
do.
How was your day, Alexa? Well, Bobby was a real jerk today. And when the machines take over, like on Terminator,
that's
I want to be on the good side of them. So, I mean, I'm like,
tally.
Alexa, I hope your day was good. I got nothing for you to do right now. Just checking in.
I like to give my Alexa the day off sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I at least nice like you. I like check on her, though, still.
Okay.
And I ask, like, what's your favorite song, Alexa? What would you like to play?
Oh.
Yeah. So, sometimes I like to fill her needs.
Play whatever you want.
Here's what I'm about to do. And this is a very self-serving thing. But I'm going to do it, and I'm just going to tell you guys what's going to happen on Facebook. So today is the first day that they have this thing called the National Radio Hall of Fame, where all the radio greats are in, like the biggest of big. And I've been nominated this year, and I'm up against Ryan Seacrest. And so it's like, am I really going to get in? Probably not. But, and that's another reason I don't want to talk about it that much, because I hate talking about something and then losing and having to come on and be like, remember that thing we talked about? I didn't win.
We could just act like it never happened.
That's what we'll do if we do. No, I can't do that, because once it's breached,
okay,
it's there.
All right.
So it's 2 weeks, and you can text in, or you can, you know, go to the website and vote. It didn't cost anything, obviously. And here's the thing, too. If I go, you guys go with me. We go to the ceremony in another city.
What?
All right. Yeah, it's like hotel.
Let's vote. Vote.
Yeah,
vote.
Oh,
vote.
Come on, y'all. Hold on. Should have been voting before.
Thank you very much, Amy. Appreciate that. That's what friends are for. Amy's been the one like, hey, you should talk about it.
You have to click that you're not a robot if you want them to take your vote seriously, though.
Well, yeah. It's one of those things. Like,
The
CAPTCHA, or whatever they call it. CAPTCHA.
Those weird codes.
Yeah. So, okay, I'm going to put it on Facebook, and you're going to see a fight break out just because I put the image on Facebook. Oh, this is stupid. He should be in the Hall of Fame. Oh, yeah, well, your mama. What Facebook's going to be. I'm going to go put it up over there right now. But so there's that. I've been thinking about what I can do to make this special. Because really, nobody cares if I get in this. Like, really, nobody cares.
Okay.
Like, nobody cares.
We do.
Our listeners don't really care. If we were gone next month, I don't think they would care that much. It'd take about a month of time for them to get their new morning routines the same. But I think, really, We're just people on the radio.
Yeah.
Like, let's just...
I'd like to think that maybe yeah, they the miss us a little more, but reality is, yeah.
My favorite TV shows have been canceled. My favorite radio personalities were gone.
And you move on.
And you move on.
Yeah. It's life.
But I'm going to put up on Facebook and people are going to just go irate. Because you know what? Probably I don't deserve to win it. I'll be honest with you, too. Let's just... And I hope I do, because it would be amazing. But I don't know.
Like, it would be legit. Yeah. It would be legit amazing.
What's the text number?
Well, you go radiovote.com if you want to vote online, and then you can text 10.
The number 10, 10?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
To 49400.
Text the word... See, there's too many. Text the word 10 to 49400.
Yeah.
The word 10, the number 10.
Yes, number 10.
Yeah, 10. Yes.
See, too many numbers.
Okay, fine. Just go to radiovote.com. That's not hard.
Okay. Anyway, there's that. I'm going to post on our Facebook. So we'll do that.
Vote. I need a vacay.
That's true. Mike D. reviewed Wonder Woman. Said it was really good, by the way. Here's Mike D., our phone screener, doing his Snapchat review.
Just watched Wonder Woman. Now, she was the only good part in that Batman versus Superman movie they made, which was terrible, so I was really hoping they weren't going to screw up her movie. It did start out a little slow. They had to give all the backstory, so it wasn't until about halfway through the movie where the action kind of starts, and then it starts getting really good. Really made me forget about Batman versus Superman. I really don't even care about them anymore. Give me another Wonder Woman movie. Good first movie for her. I give it an A-.
Hey, Mike D., what's up with the DJ voice, dude? Like 19... Hey, everybody, coming at you with the Wonder Woman preview here, everybody. Huh?
I didn't realize I was doing that.
Do you hear it now?
Kind of, yeah.
Just watch Wonder Woman.
Hey, everybody, just coming at you here in 1987. Coming at you here, playing a little something ZZ Top. Dang, dude, your inner 80s DJ coming out?
I guess so.
All right. Let's do a little something from Jason Aldean right here. It's a little more summertime for you here on your Monday mornings, June 5th. Woo! Cock-a-doodle-doo, the rooster crows, and I hope you're crowing too here on all the country hits. Country K-I-T-K-K-K, yeah! So, it kind of should be off limits to propose at someone else's wedding, right?
Yes. Yes, 100%. Duh.
I would think so too. You don't?
I think it's a happiness. Like someone is having a big moment and you want to be able to share in the happiness. And it's kind of like, okay, like it's love is love. Like
they're this guy's talking about love.
They're
is
expressing
love.
Their love. And it's like a moment like, man, love, let's just go ahead and spread it.
This coming from the guy that is all about him most of the time. if someone at your wedding proposed, you would be like, excuse me, no.
You would be. You're upstaging the bride. It's like, oh, you just got bride. Like, you're taking the attention off. That's what a wedding is. It's attention. The wedding is an attention day for the bride and groom. And you're taking the attention off the attention day they just paid for.
No, because the wedding is bigger than a proposal.
Ooh, it doesn't matter. You're still taking a lot of the attention.
Yeah, like, find your own like special time.
At your wedding, let's say that...
Your
groomsman
or Bobby,
at your wedding.
Yeah.
Do you know what the story coming out of that wedding would be? Not your wedding.
That's okay, though.
No, it's not. You're full of crap.
Why? Because love is love.
Love is love.
You're full of crap. You would be livid at me, and so is your wife. Okay, let's vote on this. We have four people in the room. Is it okay to propose at someone else's wedding? Say yes if you believe so.
Yes.
Say no if you don't.
No.
Okay. Thank you. It's a democracy. That wins.
Yeah.
Here's a guy who jumps into a... listen to this.
Oh,
this story is nuts.
This is bad.
A guy in Illinois jumped into a river on Thursday to avoid paying his bar tab.
Wait.
Cops have searched for him for 24 hours. He's still missing.
Whoa.
He owed $30. He was drinking at a bar in Illinois on Thursday night. He got his tab. There you go. And he ran and jumped into the river to avoid paying it.
Mm.
Then he disappeared. He's still missing. So... here's the thing, though. Either he got away scot-free, and he's just, or he gone. I tend to think he got away.
Yeah, I hope so.
It's $30.
I mean,
but that's why I tend to think he got away. You don't?
I think he gone.
Wow, that's going to be terribly sad.
So here's a message. I just got this handed to me. They just put up here. They wrote, "We no longer require assistance from the public to identify him. Is that super morbid, or he's okay?"
No, that means
that they're relieving of that. Like, it's done. They don't
Is it like, we found him, don't worry about it?
I don't know. I see it as he's just not here anymore.
Yeah, I think he's passed.
I think they're just, playing it safe. Like, in case he is, he's gone.
Ugh.
Like, they just want to be sort of nice about it.
The police cryptically wrote on the Facebook page, They no longer require assistance from the public to identify him. Maybe they already know who he is, but they haven't found. I don't know. That's crazy. He just goes jumps in a river to avoid $30.
You want the update?
Oh no! What's the update?
The body of 29-year-old.
He's alive. I can tell because he wouldn't read it like this. Go ahead.
The body of 29-year-old Ernest Prentick was found in the river.
Oh my goodness! Oh. He's not alive?
No.
Oh man.
Oh.
So that's why they put that message up.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah.
How would you jump into such a strong...
Because he's been drinking, probably. Just, I mean, sometimes you do the most rational
things. I
thought
you were getting us with that tone. Like, no, doing the old rope-a-dope.
I wouldn't do that on
this. Yes, you would. But you would do it in general.
You would do it. You would
especially do it. If he was alive. You'd be like...
You'd be like...
The body.
Wow. Mm. That's a terrible story.
Yeah.
Yep. Kind of mad I brought it up, to be honest with you.
Go back and do that.
Kind of hate I brought that story up. People are still calling about Lunchbox, and... He's telling parents to stop posting end of school pictures. Like, he just doesn't want to see it. I have no problem with it. Kim in Gainesville, Florida. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm really good. Thank you for calling. What would you like to say?
Well, first of all, I want to thank you guys for being part of my morning commute. It makes it for a much nicer ride. So thank you to you and everyone in the crew. I'm calling like the majority of people that I'm one of those people that do post the beginning and end of the year. And to add on to what the caller had said about not only is it a way to see the growth of your child from beginning to end, it's also in this day and age, it's our digital memory book. Nobody, myself very much on the top of the list, has time to like do the traditional memory books and scrapbooks. So to me, Facebook is my digital memory book of keeping pictures, most importantly, of my children. And I took it even a step farther. My one of my two sons actually graduated elementary school this year. So my picture was a collage from the beginning and end of preschool, the beginning and end of kindergarten, and the beginning and end of his fourth grade year where he graduated elementary school here. So to me, like I said, it's a digital memory book.
I love it. If it makes you happy, then do it. If it makes you happy and it's not hurting anybody else, then do it. Don't listen to people like Lunchbox who are just trying to bring negativity into your life. You know what I'm saying, Kim?
I totally agree with you. And, you know, if you can't have something nice on your Facebook page, then to me, it's not worth putting it up. So, and my children are at the high top of my list
there you
of
go.
What's the best in my life.
Well, I appreciate you.
That's awesome.
And I appreciate you.
Thank you very much.
I mean, some people find that happy, and it's annoying to other people, and sort of like graduation from elementary school. Here, don't even get me started on that.
You can always mute. You can always mute people on your Facebook feed.
Don't get him started on graduating from elementary school.
I'm not going to get him started on it. You'll do headlines from the weekend. Here we go. Headlines from the weekend, Amy.
Trip was canceled. I was supposed to leave town, and then I guess I became a hermit. I didn't see anybody.
I thought you
this
were
weekend.
Going to your nephew's graduation.
I was, and my husband made it. I did not. He was flying one airline, I was flying another, and mine kept getting delayed.
I bet you weren't flying Southwest.
I was.
You were?
He was on Delta.
Wow, that's rare.
It was my plane had a maintenance issue out in Florida.
Yeah.
So I guess they couldn't get it off the ground. Then it made me nervous once they did get it off the ground. I'm like, okay.
You shouldn't be nervous. People always say that. Like, if it's going up.
Right.
Unless, but didn't Delta just get in trouble for doing like all those flights?
That was United.
No. You know what? They're all the same to me. Except for Southwest, they're all the airlines.
Yes,
the same
I love
me.
Southwest, and yes, I would have trusted it, but it was just going to get me in to Houston like after 1 a.m., and we were turning around and flying back the next day, and my husband was like, don't come. I think he just didn't want to have to come pick me up, but he's like, don't come.
Lunchbox headline for the weekend.
Party and party some more. I went to an outdoor wedding on Friday night. My neighbors got married in their backyard, and that was awesome. And then Saturday night, went to Florida Georgia Line's new bar and watched the Stanley Cup.
Do they have big, like, murals of those guys all over
yes,
the place?
Yes, they have murals. They have pictures of them.
You gotta be kidding.
Like, one staircase you walk up, and it has all their albums, like, framed. And, oh, man, it is awesome. Like, it is. FGL House is amazing.
All right. That's cool. I guess I need another Jeep owner to call, because I bought a Jeep, and I'm supposed to wave at other Jeep owners. Apparently, it's like some club.
Respect.
Yeah. That ain't happening.
Why?
Why not?
I don't wave at other people who wear dorky glasses.
Yeah, but that's before you had a Jeep.
No, but I'm saying, just because
no, I mean, I get it
meant something, I'm not waving it at
Oh. Man, they have like Jeep retreats and everything that you go to for the weekends.
Again, I'm not going on a Jeep retreat. I buy a Jeep because I could use a little masculinity in my life. I'll be honest with you.
Okay, you say all this now. You're signing up for a Jeep retreat,
yeah,
I bet.
No, no retreats. Not going to go off-roading.
Well, give it a week. You're going to be like waving at all these Jeeps all the time.
Apparently, that's really a thing. Like,
I feel like that's special. It's like some sort of a cool club.
What's that club? I bought the same car as you.
Yeah.
Did all Mazdas wave at each other?
Yeah.
They do?
I don't think it's a Jeep. No, but I do think it's a Jeep thing.
Okay, well, I'm not in that club. I'm not in the club.
Well, kind of are.
No, I didn't. Again, I don't wear everybody with a ball cap on. I don't give them the old point. Hey, you got a ball cap on like me.
No.
But what if they have the same team that you like?
Yeah.
Yeah, then you got
Then you give them respect.
There are too many Jeeps on the road.
What if the Jeep ball cap?
No. Listen.
You need to get one of those.
I've only had this thing for like a day and a half.
Oh my gosh, what if he starts wearing Jeep gear? Like Jeep shirt and
a Jeep jacket.
A Jeep keychain.
With their little Jeep jokes.
I bought a Jeep and it's four-door.
Those are legit.
That's nice.
And like, so I took off all four of the doors, and I took off the top, and I left the house for 10 minutes. And that was it. There was a cloud in sight. It's just perfectly blue sky day. It could not have been a bluer sky day.
Huh.
Looked on the app. It was like, no chance of rain. Tops off. Just left the Jeep out there. Come back home.
Oh, no. No. The Jeep is soaking wet. No.
I had to get every towel out of my bathroom and try to dry that thing out. So day one was not a success. Ended up going and driving it later in the afternoon. I felt pretty cool. I'm not going to lie to you. Like the air was like coming in. Although if you get on the highway, it's a little rough. I'm not going to lie to you. With all this stuff
on
the
road.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so it's like. I'm afraid to wave. I get blown out of the car. If I give any resistance with my hand, it's going to pick me up. But how come you don't have side mirrors?
Because
if you take the doors off, there are no side mirrors.
Oh, that's true.
Like, is that illegal?
I don't know. It's a good question.
I mean, I can poke my head out and look out the back.
Yeah, you can do that.
So maybe I don't need side mirrors. But yeah, everybody's like, you have to do the Jeep wave. Like, welcome to the club. I don't think that's going to be happening. It's cool. And you guys can borrow it if you want.
Really?
I think we should all ride in it.
Yeah, let's go.
You know, like the whole show, like full house. You know where they're crossing the bridge in the convertible? That's how we should do it.
Yep.
All
right. There's a mail carrier arrested for feeding a dog meatballs laced with nails.
That's so wrong.
What?
A North Alabama mail carrier could face up to 10 years in prison if convicted of feeding a dog meatballs that contain nails. After an investigation following a complaint that discovered she fed the meatballs with nails to at least one dog on her route, she was arrested in charge of aggravated cruelty to animals. So she had to do this. This had to be a really thought out thing.
Yeah.
It wasn't like she was angry at the dog and just punched it, which, by the way, don't do that either. But she had to go home. She had to have the idea. She had to go home, buy the meat, get the nails.
Make the meatballs.
Make the meatballs, then put them in a container, then drive the route, get to the house. There's just so much time in between this wrong decision.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I got to talk about what was underneath the kid's bed.
Oh, yes, please.
A teenager is charged with putting a pressure cooker bomb underneath his ex-girlfriend's bed while she was at her graduation. It was one of those, what do you call those? There's like crock
pot.
A crock pot?
No, yeah. But what are they?
Pressure cooker.
Yeah, whatever that is. It looks like a crock pot.
Yeah.
So he's 18 years old. He's been charged with this. He broke into the home on May 18th when she was at her high school graduation. He set the timer for 1:30 in the morning and stayed listening for police scanners for news of an explosion. The New Mexico teen could face up to 10 years in federal prison. By the way, I know he's 18, but you're an adult at 18.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's the number we've carved out in our society of when you're an adult. Could face up to 10 years, you should get every bit of that 10.
Oh, for sure.
Like, she could have died.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And how creepy. Oh, gosh. He's like listening to police scanners and.
To listen for the explosion.
Yeah.
No. The New Mexico teen could face up. That may sound like he's 13 or 14.
Right.
Mm-hmm. No, the New Mexico adult should serve 10 years in prison. If that's what it says here, like federal. And that's the penitentiary.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's where you should go, buddy.
Yeah, locked up.
That is bad news right there. I got good news coming up, though. Tell me something good in just a few minutes. You think your dog would save your life? I got a story coming up, man. Ooh, it's a good one. Speaking of animals, they should throw that. They should put him and the male lady in the same room for 10 years. The meatball nail lady,
Yeah, he should have to eat her meatballs.
Yeah, now we're talking.
Yeah.
He should have to eat her meatballs.
Yeah. Or something like that.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Let's go.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
I forgot to say it, but what's wrong with people?
What's wrong with people?
Did you guys see a picture of the guy mowing his yard during the tornado?
Yeah.
It was unbelievable.
Is that real?
Yes. It was in Canada. And his wife walked out to take a picture of the tornado. And it's humongous. And in the picture, her husband's mowing the yard.
Yeah, he's like, la, la, la.
And the picture went viral because she sent it to her parents to be like, hey, look at this tornado. And they were like, well, he's mowing during the tornado. And so it gets out, like, starts to get spread. And they asked him, like, why were you mowing? He's like, because it was on my to-do list for my wife. I had an eye on the tornado, but I had to mow the yard. It's the biggest tornado I've ever seen,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, there's no way. I'm, like, underground at that. If that thing is near me, no way.
This dude's just out mowing the yard.
Ain't no thing.
It's on my Twitter if you want to see it. Mr. Bobby Bones. Mr. Bobby Bones. Hello, Nicole in Beaumont. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm really good. What would you like to say?
So I was just going to tell you that about 2 weekends ago, like the weekend before Memorial Weekend, in Galveston, Texas, they had this Go Topless Weekend. And everybody brings their Jeeps, and they, like, take the tops off the Jeep, and they ride up and down the Jeep. It's, like, a really huge deal. And I think it would be really fun if you decided to go next year.
Listen,
you have to.
I bought a Jeep. Now everybody wants me in the Jeep Club. Yeah. Jeep convention.
Topless.
I'm just trying to drive around. I'm just trying to, like,
cruise.
Two things. Chill. One, have something kind of masculine. Two, winter time when it snows, it's four-wheel drive. You'd be calling me, being like, hey, can you give me a ride to work?
Oh, so I don't have to pick you up anymore.
That's part of it. That's right.
Love it.
Chris in Virginia, how are you?
Hey, Bobby, I'm doing good. How you doing?
Thank you for calling. What's going on?
Hey, I heard you talking about taking off the doors and not having any side mirrors.
Yeah.
I just want to let you know that that is illegal. They actually sell aftermarket mirrors that you have to, one of two ways, they either bolt on to the vehicle or you can get ones that actually stick right in the hole where the door comes off. Mm. When you take the door off and there's that empty hinge, you can actually stick it right in there. But, yeah, it's illegal to drive without the side mirrors, so you might want to pick yourself up a set of those.
All right. Well, I don't want to go to jail for getting a Jeep. Dang. Hey, appreciate you.
I appreciate you.
Lunchbox, what's up?
Well, I have a friend with the Austin Police Department, and he said it is not illegal. You either have to have side mirrors or a rear view mirror.
I have a rear view.
So you're fine.
Why don't you just get one of those handheld mirrors that you use in the bathroom and just hold it out. Every time you need a look, just hold it up.
I'll just use my compact. I got a Jeep.
Oh, there you go.
I mean, I'm a man. I'll just use my
makeup mirror.
Completely cancels out any bit of manhood. I'm like, let me use my TV makeup here.
Where's my Chanel?
Look on the side there. Hey, you guys can call us if you want. 877-77-BOBBY. People still upset at Lunchbox about saying take your kids off of Facebook for end of school pictures. Hey, Doug.
Yes.
Talk to Lunchbox for a second.
Lunchbox, let me preface this with you're not going to find a bigger fan, man. I got to tell you, I love what you do and what you stand for. But as a great philosopher from Texas once said, George Strait, write this down. Wait till you have kids. Wait till you have kids.
That's what I was telling him. Like, when he has kids, he's going to feel completely different about it. He's going to be posting them every day. Day 2 of school. Day 7 of school. Day 11 of school. It's going to be the same thing.
Only first day of school. That's it.
All right. Whatever you say. Okay. Appreciate that call, Doug. Appreciate you, buddy.
Appreciate you.
Oh, my goodness. As long as you're going to have kids, it'll be a whole different person. I can see it right now in his eyeballs, man.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
Our producer in the glass room, Raymond, has some breaking news. Because every night that has a home game from the Nashville Preds in the playoffs, they bring out a country star to sing. Ray, what's the breaking news?
Yeah, the national anthem is going to be sung by Tim and Faith.
How do you know this?
My girlfriend, and also it's also been confirmed by some news outlets.
It's on the news.
I thought it was your insider.
My insider had it for me, yes, and she said it's guaranteed them. I thought there was a chance it might be Garth.
Wait. Your insider's your girlfriend or the news?
Yeah.
Did she tip off the news, too?
She tipped me off, and then I was like, well, I'm not going to say anything until I see some news stuff. And then I saw a couple reporters
talking
about it.
Well, what's the use of breaking a story if you're waiting for the news?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you can break a story, break a story.
Well, I've been right on every one. I just want to make sure I was right with this one.
You were not right on every
one. Yeah, I was. I said that Trisha Yearwood was singing the one time she did. I said it wasn't going to be Garth. I was right there.
But you missed on...
I said Martina McBride. I was right on that one.
The news said that one, by the way.
That was out.
Which one did he miss on when we couldn't guess it?
When it was Kelly Clarkson.
You didn't know Kelly Clarkson.
All right, so I'm...
Okay, that's what I'm saying. You haven't hit them all. By the way, Ray went to the Stanley Cup, supposedly. There are no pictures of him in there.
No proof of it.
So that's why we don't believe him?
Yes. Yeah. He just stole pictures from the internet and said he was there. And then we're like, are there Snapchats of you? Like, at least talking while filming. Where are those?
I don't have Snapchat.
Okay. Huh. Where are the Instagram videos of you talking?
Didn't take any Instagram video. There was no reception. When you're at a stadium with 20,000 people, you can't just randomly do all Instagram and Twitter.
But there were pictures that you posted, but you just weren't in them. What was the difference of posting one with you in them and one that you posted from the ice?
I was just taking fan photos. I wasn't trying to be a selfie. Oh, look at me bragging. I'm at the Stanley Cup. I was taking cool pictures that I can show my kids.
You're lying. You were not.
All right.
Prove you were there.
I'm trying to still. I honestly took multiple pictures with some listeners.
Let me see your phone and let me see pictures on your phone.
You want to know the honest truth?
Yes.
My girlfriend was mad that I went to the game and she deleted all my pictures.
No!
Oh my God.
Come
on. He's lying. Because you were texting me during the game and I said, Ray, why don't you take a picture since you're at the game? And he goes, there's no reception. But he was able to text me fine.
Well, and
your camera works without reception.
Yeah, you can take pictures all you want. You don't need reception to take a picture.
Well, there's ones of me floating around somewhere. If those people would please post them.
Okay.
There's pictures out there of me in the building.
You did not go to the game.
Yes, I did.
If you think Ray went to the game, say aye. If you think Ray's lying, say aye.
Aye.
Why would you lie if that's something so trivial?
I don't know how I could lie and also say, hey, guys, our regional president, I was there with him and his son. I just made that up out of thin air.
How'd you get into the game?
Snuck in.
Okay, so with... security being super locked down right now.
Yeah, I snuck in, and then when they asked me, I just said I was media, and they're all right, keep going.
First of all,
why would they ask you once you're inside?
First of all, you don't just sneak into this game.
Yeah, you do.
No, you don't.
What if somebody wanted to do something bad? I could sneak in.
Yeah, there is security. I was able to get past security.
Okay, and then you got into the game, past security.
I was in the game the whole time. I watched every second of the game.
And then someone came up to you and said, excuse me, sir... why are you in here?
They said, sir, where's your bracelet? Because I was the only one there that didn't have a bracelet that lit up.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm media. They didn't give me one. And they're like, oh, okay, cool. You're good. You're good.
So that's all you have to say is I'm media and they leave you alone.
Yeah, and I was also very confident. I just walked past people, said I was media. Boom, kept going. I'm through a side door. Boom, I'm through a barricade. Next, boom, 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 and I'm in.
Boom, boom, boom.
Boom, boom, boom.
Boom, boom, boom.
Let me get that. Boom, boom, boom. Ray, you're lying.
Not lying.
And then his girlfriend deleted all the pictures.
Yeah.
And then
because of a bracelet,
he
got questioned.
Why are you making your girlfriend look crazy town?
No, because it's the truth, because she was jealous that I didn't take her to the game, and so she deleted every...
Why would she delete?
I had a 3-minute video of Martina McBride singing, and she deleted the whole thing.
Okay. Why would she? So she just threw a fit instead of deleting things from your phone.
Bobby,
yeah,
you
only
know,
the pictures, because she missed out on those memories.
When Lindsay's mad at you, doesn't she go on your phone instead
never.
Of just deleting
and
things?
And if she did, that would never happen again.
One time. Seriously, would you break up with someone
yes.
for that?
Yes. If they mad I went somewhere and they got into my phone and started deleting images, pictures, I'm out.
That's outrageous.
Yeah, that's so
Ray,
crazy.
That's outrageous.
It's the truth. Believe
so,
it or not.
Are you think that's cool that your girlfriend did that? Or?
I thought it was hilarious because I was like, you know what? The fact that I didn't take you to the games and then you deleted those memories, you know what? I got to give you props on that one.
I have texted his girlfriend to find out if she deleted pictures.
Okay.
I'm waiting on a response.
She may cover for him, though, if she's listening.
Yeah.
It's
and
true.
If I was her, I would never admit to that, even if I did.
Oh, true. Ray, you're nuts, man.
Yeah, she felt really bad about it, too. Okay.
$20 reward if there's a picture with you in the stadium, in the arena.
There were ones taken.
Yeah.
Maybe
okay. There's a $20 bounty out for that picture.
I know, but I don't know why these people are waiting. Post the picture.
Oh,
yeah,
my goodness.
Come on.
It's like Stanley Gate.
Hey, you're outrageous. You know
what?
Yeah.
Oh.
He's such a liar. Yeah. This is a guy named Jordan Davis. Like, he's got a big beard. Have you guys seen Jordan Davis, the singer?
Yeah.
He's got like this big, like a... wood chopping beard. Good looking dude. Huge beard. Man, I wish I could grow a beard like this.
Do it.
I can't.
And then you may be good.
He has a song called Singles You Up. If he ever singles you up, if he's ever stupid enough, I'm gonna be the first one calling you baby. You ever heard this song?
Nope.
Okay, I'm gonna play some for you. This is Jordan Davis, Singles You Up. This is a really good song. This dude's got a burly beard. Like, I got like a man crush on this dude. I ain't heard you laugh like that in a long time. I wonder if it stopped his world like it did mine just now. I see you sipping white wine instead of whiskey. And does he want you to be just a little more city? Well, I'm sorry if I'm overstepping boundaries I don't need to be. But I just got to tell you how I feel. If he ever singles you up, if he's ever stupid enough, I'm gonna be the first one calling you baby. Baby. If he ain't holding you tight, if he ain't treating you right, I'm gonna be the first one calling him crazy. Cause girl, it's just a matter of time until you find that the right guy staring you back into your eyes right now. No rush, but if he ever singles you up. This is new from Jordan Davis, Singles You Up. Download this. This is a good one here. Play some more of it. He hasn't even looked your way since you walked in. But I can't help it that I can't take my eyes off of you. Your favorite song just came on and me and you were singing along. He don't even know a single word. If he ever singles you up, if he's ever stupid, I'm gonna be the first one calling you baby. Baby. If he ain't holding you tight, if he ain't treating you right, I'm gonna be the first one calling him crazy. Cause girl, it's just a matter of time until you find that the right guy staring you back into your eyes right now. No rush, but if he ever singles you up, if he ever singles you up, if I'm overstepping boundaries I don't mean to be, but I've just got to tell you how I feel. If he ever singles you up, if he's ever stupid enough, I'm gonna be the first one calling you baby. Baby. If he ain't holding you tight, if he ain't treating you right, I'm gonna be the first one calling him crazy. Girl, it's just a matter of time until you find that the right guy staring you back into your eyes right now. No rush, but if he ever singles you up. You like that, don't you?
I like it.
It's good, huh?
I know. It's my first time hearing it, and I'm already kind of really into it. So.
I'll put it on my Snap story. I guess you didn't see it, huh? Or my Insta story. Mm. Too many stories. I got too many stories in my life. I got my life story, my Insta story, my Snap story. How many stories do I have? I wrote a book. I got 4 stories going right now. Ugh, too many stories. Anyway, Singles You Up from Jordan Davis. If he ever singles you up, if he's ever stupid enough, I'm gonna be the first one calling you baby, baby. Download that one. If he ain't holding you tight. Yeah. Come on, y'all. Bobby Bones Show. Yeah. I have so many things to talk about. I was watching some of that Manchester benefit show yesterday. There are a lot of people there, man. A lot of people.
A lot. Like a sea of people.
Anyway, it was really cool to see. But I was thinking, man, and I just don't think it would affect me, I guess. Because people were holding up signs that were like, we're not afraid.
Mm-hmm.
But a little bit, I think I'd have been afraid.
Oh, me too, for sure. I was reading headlines of people, you know, that was their stance. Like, we are not afraid. We're not going to let this stop us. And I was like, oh, I don't think I'd go.
Like, I admire you for that. Not you.
I know.
Them. Amy's like, why me? No.
No,
like,
I know. I get it.
I admired the people for going.
Yes.
But I'm just a wimp.
Like, I was even afraid for them.
Yeah, me too. I was watching. I was like, please don't let anything happen. Please, God, don't let anything happen. Please, God, don't let anything happen.
Right. Which made me feel lame because it's like, that means that other people are winning and we don't need to give in to that.
Maybe we're just weaker than other people. There were some really good musical performances. When Coldplay did Fix You, it was really cool and the whole crowd sang it. Chris Martin, the lead singer of Coldplay, did Don't Look Back in Anger from Oasis. Listen to the crowd sing. I mean, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's awesome.
so cool. And I'm going to say this. It had to piss the terrorists, those groups off, that many people got together and was like, you know, put this in your pipe and smoke it. Like, really? It had to really make them mad. Like, think about that. You're this group and you're like out and you blow people up and it's like, ah, we showed them. But then 10 times the amount of people come together and like, screw you, buddy. And what happened was awful. And I'm glad they did it. I just don't know if I could have done it. But again, I have no problem here. Like, I would go to the hockey game.
Yeah.
It affected me here. Which, by the way, I was offered a ticket for the game Saturday night. One ticket in the literal media section that Ray says he was like, whatever in. And they were like, you can go, but you can't cheer. Because if you're media, you're not allowed to cheer.
Why?
You can't wear colors on the team, nor can you cheer.
You have to be neutral.
Yes.
Journalism.
And I said no, because one, I wasn't going to go without Lindsay, who's Canadian, who hockey's like what she eats for dinner. And two, okay. I couldn't go and just
not cheer.
Like, I'm Preds to the core.
Okay. Yeah.
For the last couple months. Yeah. So, yeah, it was a whole thing. I didn't go. It's people giving me a hard time. Ray went and claimed he was there. He didn't. I don't know if he really went, but he claimed he was there. Lunchbox, what did his girlfriend text you back?
I said, did you delete all Ray's photos from the game? He says you didn't. She goes, no.
Ray, why are you lying? You weren't at the game.
What is wrong with you?
Come check my phone.
You just said everything was deleted.
For deleted pictures?
Yeah, there are none. It's all
right, because they got deleted. Okay.
Check my phone for pictures that aren't there. Ray, you're such a liar.
And people are saying Ray's wrong about the performance tonight for the anthem.
Oh, he was even wrong. Ray, he just say things. Brad Paisley surprised some kids at a high school graduation right outside of Chicago.
I got a couple of songs that are really appropriate for you guys. And I think when I write songs, I frequently think back to this point of time in my life when it seemed like getting turned down by the girl I asked to a dance was the end of the world.
And then he played what song did he play? A bunch. His Letters to Me is the one I have a club of.
She wasn't right for you, but still it feels like there's a knife sticking out.
That'd be cool. You know, even if you did, like...
I think it's cool.
Amy and I were debating. Like, what if you didn't know who Brad Paisley was? Like, what if you're at the school and you're like, some guy in a cowboy hat's coming out with a guitar and playing songs? Because at graduation, you're just like, let's get out of here.
Yep.
Yeah.
However, the fact that somebody's playing good music, even if you don't know who it is, it's kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
My graduation, they were like some attorney or something. But it was like the keynote speaker. I don't even know who it was.
I remember.
Now, I've been the keynote speaker. They remember that because I have jokes for them.
Probably.
Yeah.
What did parents do? Like, my husband was at his nephew's graduation this weekend, and there was 800 students that went to this high school. Like, what do families do if your last name's Z? Like,
you wait.
It's
dumb. They shouldn't do that whole thing where you go up and get your picture. You have the graduation ceremony, take all your pictures. That picture should already be taken of when you're shaking the hand. It's 4 hours, and everybody's miserable.
Yeah. No, because my husband said, luckily, our nephew, they're in the middle of the alphabet, but he was top 3% of the class, and those people went first. So he said once they went, they were out. And I'm like, poor families who are Z. Like, I would just be like...
It's too much. Nobody wants to sit for 4 or 5 hours, because it's all the sitting of the names. Leaving the speeches in the hour and a half to maybe 2 hours of talking and, hey, commencement and amazingness. But Michael Anderson.
And they just say it really slow.
Auberson. And then it just goes down the list. And, you're like, and everybody's hot.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess if it's outside.
Yeah, even if it's not sometimes. You're in the gym and you're sitting next to a bunch of the people. Here's Thomas Rhett. This is on the Today Show talking about since he's been a dad.
It's crazy. You know, it's been me and Lauren for 4 years. And yeah. So when you add a daughter to the mix, it makes life even crazier. But I wouldn't trade it for the world, man. She's amazing.
And they're about to have another one. It's about to be boom, boom. Two kids.
Yeah, August.
Jack Cross.
That sound bite's going to be a little different.
Yeah.
Like, huh? I'd trade it all for the world.
Man. Whew. Here he is playing Craving You on the Today Show. Look at that, dude. There you go.
Yeah. Bobby Bones.
Bobby Bones Show.
I went boxing again yesterday. Man, you talk about a workout. Like, I do all kinds of stuff. I've done CrossFit, I do yoga, lift weights, you know, do a little street fighting, bare knuckle. Yeah, all this stuff. There's nothing like the boxing. I mean, swimming is close. But I think swimming is the best for all, like, your body, though. But I had to get new gloves because I was punching too hard. I punched through my gloves.
Oh, I can see on your knuckle by your pinky. Look how red that is.
Yeah. Hey, don't let my manliness distract you today. Yeah, but my boxing instructor, trainer, was like, hey, dude, your gloves are too, like, you've not punched through them. You got to get some new gloves. Wow. Now, in reality, they're probably gloves for, like, a 12-year-old girl. But I didn't know that when I bought them. So I had to buy a new glove yesterday. But I'm sore, man. And I get sore because here's the thing about exercise. If you're not sore every week, you're not doing it right. Because you always got to be changing it up. Mm. Oh. Otherwise, you're just working the same crap all the time.
Your arms are going to get legit.
Well, I just don't have a lot of time to go. Because I can only go like once or twice a week.
Oh.
But yeah, it's good. My butt, man, is sore. We do butt work.
Like what? Boxing, you kick, butt like work? Kicking the bag or what?
Well, we kick the bag. But what you do is you lay down. And like say you get on all fours, right?
Okay.
And you take your knee, like you're gonna pee like a dog.
Yeah, like a fire hydrant.
Yeah, like you pee. You do those dog pees. About 10 of those on each side.
You do that in boxing?
Before we do like 20 minutes of like stupid work. It stinks.
Oh.
Before the punching and stuff.
All that, and then 20 minutes after.
Wow.
I guess that prepares you like to maneuver.
Yeah, whatever.
Quickly.
Whatever. It prepares you to. It sucks.
Muhammad Ali never did the.
We don't know where his training was.
Then when I get home, I eat like crazy. Like it's on.
Oh, you're so hungry.
Starving. Yeah. Eat like crazy. Amy, what's in your pile over there?
Oh, my pile. Let me pull it up. Oh, McDonald's is going to start delivering. You know, last week we talked about how Walmart was going to start delivering, like using employees. Hey, yo, Rob, on your way home, can you drop this off? I don't think that's a McDonald's plan, but they say they're starting it off with 2,000 locations. You can call in like you're this ordering a pizza.
To me, this is a non-story. Because you can already they'll go get food from anywhere and bring it to you.
Mm-hmm.
Very true.
It may cost $3, but if you really wanted it, it's not like this revolutionary thing. Like,
every city have stuff like that, though?
I don't know, but it's a non-story because some do. Where I live does, so it's the same thing to me. What else you got?
Katie Holmes has enrolled at Harvard.
That's cool.
She's 38 years old.
I bet they don't treat her the same.
Oh. Well, she's taking legit Harvest Business School classes.
Harvest? Is that like...
Oh, sorry, that's Harvard.
Cool. Oh, I thought it was like a farmer
school.
Like she's learning...
Harvard Business School
classes. Why would you go to
classes?
Harvard to learn that?
Yeah. No?
Like, listen, you got to be rich to go to Harvard for the most part.
And smart.
Well, or famous.
Did she get in there like...
No, of course she didn't get in there like kids. Okay, she didn't take her SAT and nail it. You think Katie Holmes went and said, I was like, I'm here to take my SAT.
So if you're 38, do you use your SAT score from way back in the day or do you retake it?
You use your richness score. Your rich and famousness
rich and famous?
Score. Yeah. I do. I do like her, though. She seems nice.
So a man died after swimming with a new tattoo.
I saw this.
So this is a PSA.
I saw it on the news. And
that's where I got this too.
Let me tell you something about I got tattoos myself, right?
Yes, me too.
And whenever they say don't go get water in your tattoo, don't go swim, I'm always like, okay, that's like change oil every 3,000 miles. Wink, wink. Yeah,
yeah.
Like that's gonna happen.
No, they mean it.
Wink, wink. This guy went swimming in the ocean. And it got into it, and then it affected him, and he died.
Crazy.
Ugh.
Like
he didn't even do anything crazy. Like he went swimming in the ocean. He shouldn't have, but he went swimming, and it got a bacteria, and it killed him.
And by the time he showed up to the hospital, I mean, he was just in such bad shape, there was almost nothing they could do. So it's pretty crazy.
I'm not even hating on him. Like, what? Because I would have
done. Me too. I agree.
Everybody went to the beach and I was like, you know what? Oh, I got a new tattoo. I shouldn't. They're probably just like, and I'd jump in.
Yeah.
Like, that's a crazy story. Anything else?
So keep that in mind. Well, Taylor Swift tipped off a photographer.
Oh, give me I saw this.
Where to find her having coffee in Nashville with her boyfriend.
Come on.
Really?
Yeah.
Come on.
Apparently.
Come on.
Well, so do you really think she tipped it off?
You know what? I'm so over there. It's just there are just so many of them. Is it cycle now? We've just seen it many times. It was like when they tipped off the photographer about her and Tom Hiddleston.
Hiddleston, yeah.
And it's like, whatever. You know what? Live your life. Do good things for people. I really don't care. But if just go out. Someone take a picture. That picture's better anyway. You have to tip somebody off. I'm going to tip somebody off. You know where I'm going to be after the show today?
Where?
Music City Center interviewing artists.
Oh.
If any photographers want to come, there's a tip. I'll be out there talking to artists, getting ready for CMT Music Awards and CMA Music Fest. Anything else in your pile?
Nah, that's it. I had something about LeBron James, but I don't even think I care, really.
I do.
I guess he missed the press conference because he doesn't like reporters' questions.
Oh, because he lost last night? Did he skip the press conference?
Not that I saw.
No.
Oh, uh-huh. Oh, well, then maybe this is the headline.
Or you made it up. Yeah, I'm honest. Hanging out with the Bobby Bone Show. I got a note last night from someone on the show. I won't say who it is because I don't think it matters in the situation. But they said, hey, after Lunchbox's weak performance in the beer bong competition, people in the studio are starting to ask if Lunchbox has lost it, if he has officially peaked. Here are the things he's failed at recently. The beer bong competition. The maple syrup chug.
Oh.
Bowling a 180. He was also called out by a listener who said they saw him at Eric Church contest concert sleepy and not having fun. Did LB peak? That's the question. Are your best days behind you, Lunchbox?
No, I don't understand. Like, the beer bong thing, we reviewed the tape. Ray poured out 3/4 of his beer on
Ray
the floor.
Ray aside, you still didn't take it down. We had to wait on you like 3 days.
And usually when you do a beer bong, someone holds it up for you so you can concentrate on chugging the beer. Mm. Like, I mean, it was just a difficult trying to race someone. You're trying to hurry and then just it was chaos. The 180, I had a bad day at the alley. I mean, that just happens. Every once in a while, you have an off game. LeBron James, he has off games, too.
So you're like the LeBron of bowling.
Yes.
Oh. Interesting. So you haven't peaked.
No.
Around the room, people think you're on the downside of your career.
That's disappointing.
Career or just...
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's his whole career being...
That's his life.
Oh, no. Being that guy. I don't like phrasing it like that.
Yeah, like midlife crisis over. You're on the other side of it now.
No, no.
Did you party hard this weekend?
Oh, I partied hard.
Yeah.
Hard.
Yeah. I feel like he's...
I threw it down.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, we went crazy.
You're kind of overselling it now.
No, we did. Okay. I mean...
Like, give me an example of hard. Crazy.
I mean, I was taking shot after shot of tequila. I mean, we were...
How many shots do you think?
At least 6 or 7.
Yeah, right.
No, I don't believe that.
That's a lot.
And you're drinking other things?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean...
I would die.
I don't know where you guys were at. I was there. I was drinking. Hmm. I was having a good time, and I went to a wedding, and they had free alcohol there, and...
Which is interesting that you went to the wedding. We talked about that on the show Friday. His neighbors... He said sympathy invited him.
Correct.
Right? You were just there, and they were like, oh, we're having a wedding in our backyard. You should come.
Yeah.
But you went.
We went. It was on Friday night, and let me tell you, it was great.
Really?
Like, I mean, they had a taco truck there. Like, it pulled up to their... They just opened their fence, and the taco truck parked in the alley behind their house, and...
Free?
Free food, and they had margaritas from the taco truck, and you just got to drink for free. They had kegs of beer. I mean, it was great. We just... Drank
partied
and drank.
Hard.
Yeah, well, they stayed out. They partied till 4:45 in the morning. So I think that's really why they wanted to invite us, because they knew they were going to be partying all night and they didn't want to keep us awake.
But you stayed that late, right? Because,
no.
I mean, you partied
hard.
Because
you go, like, Lunchbox from 5 years ago would have partied. He'd have been to the bar afterwards.
It sounds to me like he's like, they partied till 4:45. That's way too late.
I went to bed at 11.
Yeah.
No, I didn't stay till 4:45 because, I mean, let's be real. I didn't know... anybody there? I mean, I met people there.
When's that
there.
Ever affected you in your
no,
life?
No, I met people there,
yeah,
but...
He's peaked.
It's over.
No.
Hey.
Yeah.
I think Ray's the new party boy of the show.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
Yeah. I think Ray's champion of party boys.
Because Ray goes hard every weekend.
Yeah.
I'll take the... If you guys want to give me that... I'll
yeah,
take
Ray, yeah. New party boy. Ray. Yeah, party boy 2017. Ray. Man, we're going to have like a party boy off or something.
There's always the next generation lunch. It just happens.
You got to pass the torch.
The only thing that for sure happens is time goes by.
Yeah.
Time marches on is what you're saying.
That's right.
But I haven't peaked. I can still party when I need to party.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just don't have to go party every weekend like I used to.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, I do miss it sometimes.
Like the first sign of peaking.
Yeah, yeah, that's peaking right. Is not wanting it anymore. Oh. Mr. Bobby Bones.
What's wrong with this guy?
We're over here. We're playing this charity softball. We're playing this charity softball tournament on Saturday, right? It's the City of Hope charity softball tournament, and they bring us these. It's a general release form, okay? And we have to sign.
So in case you get hurt,
in case you get hurt, it's like you're not going to sue the charity, right? And Lunchbox wants to sign it. Lunchbox. He's like, you want my stage name or my legal name?
Like, why would they want your stage name?
Why would they
name?
Want your fake name?
Well, I don't know what they want.
Lunchbox, I mean, MVP.
L-Box.
I thought that was a legitimate question.
No. This is illegal.
It's not an autograph, this dude. They're not fans of yours.
That's funny. Do you hear our team, by the way?
What?
Listen,
players?
The lineup?
If anyone's in Nashville for this, because it's for City of Hope. We work with City of Hope a lot. It's a really fantastic organization. Yeah, do you guys know the lineup?
No.
On the iHeart team.
That's our team.
That's me. I'm coaching it. Bobby Bones, right? Billy Ray Cyrus.
Ooh.
Let's see. Eric Decker.
All right.
Okay.
Sean Booth from The Bachelor.
He is engaged to Caitlin.
Yeah, yes. He was on The Bachelorette.
We have them both. I don't know who they are.
Caitlin.
We have Caitlin Bristow.
Oh, she's Bristow. On our team?
She's The Bachelorette.
Oh, this is going to be awesome.
Yeah, she was The Bachelorette, and she got engaged to Sean.
We have Ray, Lunchbox. They were like, hey, who do you want on your team? And I told, I said two people for sure. Sorry, Eddie, you weren't one of the people I said.
Oh, what?
But I just figured they'd put you on the team anyway. Is Morgan in here?
Yeah.
Who did I say I wanted on the team? The two people I wanted on the team.
I know one of them was Eric Decker.
You go look at the receipts. Guys said Lunchbox and Eric Decker.
Okay. Oh, dang. He did say Lunchbox and not Eddie.
So Eric Decker plays for who now?
The Jets.
Oh, okay. Receiver. Yeah. I know that guy.
Yeah, but he Drew Scott. I don't know who that is. I probably should. He's probably good.
Oh,
that's one of the Property Brothers.
Oh, Lunchbox.
Wait, is he suit and tie or T-shirt? Because I bet the T-shirt could probably ball suit and tie.
Oh, yeah.
He wears suit and tie. He fight him ball.
No, he's the sales, right?
Yeah, he's probably like playing with his fidget spinner. Well, the other guy's out. batting practice.
Drew Scott, a suit guy.
No! We got the suit one. Dang it.
Suit twin.
Dang, we got the wrong one.
Yeah, Drew's the realtor.
Oh, what's the other guy?
Jonathan's the contractor.
Oh, man, I didn't even watch the show. I just want the one that doesn't wear the suit all the
time. Should we trade him?
I don't know. We have Kelly Pickler.
Awesome.
Okay. She's good.
Yeah. Let's see. We have Sarah Evans. That's about it. We have obviously Jesse James Decker. Okay, let's see on the other team. The old Opry team.
Boo.
They have Jackie Lee. He sucks.
What?
See, that
yeah, nobody likes that
nobody
guy.
Nobody likes Jackie Lee. They have the Chrisleys.
Terrible.
Trent Harmon. Zach Swan. You guys suck.
Right. Y'all are just in competitive mode right now.
Yeah. I'd hate to have that team.
Boo.
Sounds like they went to the Turd Bowl and recruited all their players. Okay, let me sign this. Hold on. Lunch.
What are you doing? Your stage name?
No. This is a legal document. You ever buy something and write your name Lunchbox?
I've signed Lunchbox on a lot of these forms.
Here, Morgan. Here's
you
my
You sign
form.
Your credit card receipts, Lunchbox?
Yep. LB.
No, you don't. There's not even an L in your real name. You don't do that. All right. Enough. People loving this Jordan Davis song called Singles You Up because it's really good.
If he ever singles you up, if he's ever stupid enough, I'm going to be the first one calling you baby. Baby. If he ain't holding you tight, if he ain't treating you right, I'm going to be the first one calling him crazy. Girl, it's just a matter of time until you find that the right guy staring you back into your eyes right now. No rush, but if he ever singles you up.
Jordan Davis.
So I really like this, but I have a question.
Okay.
How can we keep playing other new music, but we won't play Lindsay's new music?
Because I'm not there yet.
So is this song to radio?
Like Lindsay's radio ad week was last week.
Exactly.
His is today, I think.
Oh, okay, but even on her day, we didn't play it.
That's right.
Okay, I'm just like...
We did not.
I'm not trying to throw you under the bus about that, but I'm genuinely curious.
This is Jordan Davis, Singles You Love. Listen, I'm not... I wrote some jokes last night because I have to talk at this thing tomorrow night.
Mm-hmm.
I can't... They told me the joke was too mean. Not that that stopped me from telling jokes.
That's true.
And I can't put the punchlines on it because that's why it was too mean, but I can read to you one of the jokes that I wrote because I have to get up there and talk. And I'm not going to do this joke, right? But they're giving me an award, and you get up and you talk for a bit. And so I get it. Let me find it here. And so here we go. Oh,
just do it.
Once I do it, though, I can't use it
it's
at
true.
All. I can't even like rechange it, but it doesn't matter. So I was like, okay, you know, thank you for the award. I'd also like to hand out some awards of my own. Remember, I'm up on a platform with a microphone. I'd like to give out the award for mostly, it's very industry, so it's all like songwriting. It's called a Music Innovator Award. So it's whatever. You may not know who some of the people are.
Okay.
And when you have to dissect a joke, the joke's not funny anyway, but just listen. Most likely to say, hey, we should get dinner sometime and never follow through. And then I give that to somebody. Okay? Ha ha ha, because I'll laugh at whomever. And I'm like, most likely to be a villain in the next Wonder Woman movie. And then I give that to somebody. But this was the kicker. And finally, most likely to penalize an artist's career because she's my girlfriend.
And then, I give that to someone who works for another company. Because they're like not flying her. Yes, they're penalizing her career because she's dating me.
Yeah.
Don't worry. Again, I'm keeping receipts. September 1st comes. B to the W.
Balls to the wall.
Oh, okay.
That's right.
I was like,
yeah.
The W.
I'm just reading out. It's the memoir of the last year. Got emails. Been keeping track. Don't be fishy, people.
Yeah. You're like Santa.
They told me that was too mean.
Is it?
No.
Yeah, because I call someone out like straight up.
Okay, who's the person that is most likely to invite you to dinner but
I know who that is.
Through?
Shane McAnally?
Oh, it is?
Yeah. He's funny. He's a friend.
Yeah, okay.
He's a songwriter. He writes.
So he's always like, let's do dinner. And then he's like.
I just see him all the time. We talk all the time. It's like, hey, we should hang out, but we never do.
I have a guy like that, too.
It's a joke. Yeah.
I thought it was going to be you. But okay.
Wait, what?
You make yourself the award.
That would be your joke for Bobby?
Amy. Amy and I go through this all the time. It's like, we never have dinner anymore. I'm like, yeah, because you have a life.
Yeah.
We used to have dinner coming. When you didn't. Your husband wasn't here.
Yeah.
Now okay. You have a husband that's here. Yeah. And you have kids coming.
Yeah. And you
yeah.
Have,
like, you, all the more reason to have dinner with me now. Once I get kids, I don't know.
Oh, I want to have dinner with you then.
I might not even come here.
Stay home. We're all going to have studios in our houses. All you guys are going to be in the room, and Amy's going to be at her house, and I'll be at my house, and we're just going to be working.
Okay. So you're saying there's a chance.
That means I'll bring my kids here.
Yeah.
Nice. I know. I want to open a little, like, you know, a
daycare
office daycare
here.
That'd be great. I think all offices should do that.
We used to have one in Texas.
That was terrible.
No, that's awesome. How great for the working parents.
Yeah, we used to have, there was a daycare in there. It ended up costing the company too much money.
Yeah.
And well, no
I mean,
one was
I would
doing
donate.
Work.
I could donate. Take it out of my paycheck or something.
Yeah, that's called taking someone to a daycare or paying a nanny. You're taking it out of your paycheck.
Yeah, but how great
somebody.
To have them close by in case something goes wrong.
That's why it's work.
Ugh.
If something went wrong, Bobby wouldn't let you go anyway. Yeah. We're on the air, Amy.
Amy. No, she's gone anyway doing the normal
it's
show.
True.
Amy just leaves.
It's
and
true.
Then we're on the air and she walks back in. Oh, we're... And she puts her little earphones back in. And people
quietly.
Have no idea Amy hasn't been here for half the segment. She just disappears.
Quietly.
Between that and all the texting she does. I don't even know who she texts with all show long.
I'm not even
But
texting.
Starting at like 5 a.m., she's hammering somebody on text all morning long.
No, that's not true.
That's
or
true.
It just, problem is, it takes me 10 years to put up an Instagram post. So a lot of times I'm editing that.
Whatever.
Yes.
Anybody believe that?
Yes.
No.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is Bobby Bones.
Come on, Bobby.
Lots of people calling in with opinions since I bought a Jeep. Because, you know, I'm a Jeep man now. Yeah. So I don't think my girlfriend thought I was... Actually, I thought it was cool, but I don't think she felt like I was more masculine or anything.
Oh.
She wasn't like, hey, big daddy. We should, you know.
No?
Nah, I don't think... She thought it was neat to ride in it. I let her drive it. I guess that's kind of manly,
did?
Huh?
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Drive my Jeep.
Let your girl drive your Jeep?
Yeah.
Yeah. I got to get a Razorback cover for the back tire. Chrissy.
Yes.
You're on the air. What's happening?
Hi. I am just calling to let you know that getting a Jeep or a tire cover for the back of your Jeep is a big, big mistake.
Why?
Because it definitely decreases the coolness factor. So I've had a Jeep since 2011, and every time I see a Jeep with a Jeep cover, tire cover, I'm like, oh, man, they just ruined it.
Why? That's a Razorback. I love the Razorbacks.
I know you love the Razorbacks.
I love the Razorbacks more than I love Jeeps.
Oh, well, you know, and I understand that because I'm a big, huge KU fan, so I've put a KU license plate on the front of mine, and that's how I show my cool pride.
So you're telling me if I put any kind of cover, it makes the Jeep less cool?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that was the
thing. Let me ask you this question. This is an honest question, though. Chrissy, when I came on today and said that I got a Jeep, were you like, wow, Bobby's cooler now?
Yes, absolutely. I have, like I said, we're going through fertility treatment and we're trying to have a baby, and I only have a 2-door Jeep, and I do not want to get rid of it.
Mm.
We're going to have to get a third car if we have a baby.
Oh, she's not going to get rid of it. Wait, but so Bobby has a 4-door. Is that less cool?
No, it's not less cool. At first, I didn't like it. The 4-doors. My brother-in-law has one, but I absolutely love them now. And if I have to give up my 2011 Jeep, then I would upgrade to a 4-door.
Okay.
But you do. I'm just getting it straight. I am more cool to you now because I have a Jeep.
Absolutely.
Ah, see?
Wow.
Do you do the Jeep wave that I'm totally against?
You have too. And there are rules on the Jeep Wave, except I just wave to everybody on the Jeep Wave. But if you have like a lesser model or less modifications, you're supposed to initiate the Jeep Wave.
Oh, no. This is like
What am I getting into?
Yeah, it's serious.
This is ridiculous.
Serious.
You have to salute first, Bobby.
Chrissy, I don't even know what this is. Okay, I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. You guys have a great day.
Okay, you too. Appreciate you.
I appreciate you.
Damn. Yeah,
so you have to study, like, Jeep models so you know, like...
Guys, I bought a car, okay?
How awesome is it going to be when people have to wave to you first?
You didn't buy a car, man. You bought a Jeep.
I bought a lifestyle, apparently. Right. Oh, my goodness. Come on, Bobby Bones Show. Going to go today, but tomorrow, lots of stars will be on the show. No idea which ones yet. But because it's CMA Fest and the CMT Awards, we're interviewing pretty much everybody, so I don't know. And Lunchbox has to fit the term the seven dwarves into every interview he does. Because we're doing in shifts today. Like, I'm there for an hour, Amy's there, Lunchbox is there, everybody's doing shift work, right?
Yes.
Is that right?
Shift work, yeah. I'll be there today. I think Lunchbox is handling most of today, and I'll handle most of tomorrow. Well, but I'll see
you. Well, look at you guys. I got to do both days.
I'm there today and tomorrow.
Interesting.
You're up for the Hall of Fame for a reason. We're just going to be in the
Come on.
Make sure you go vote.
Come on. All right. So tomorrow, Lunchbox's interviews will all contain the term or a reference to the seven dwarves.
I got to learn how to fit that in. It's going to be tough. It's not an easy transition.
You just make it work. Give me a topic. Anything in the world.
Let's talk about, the Stanley Cup.
Oh, man, the Stanley Cup. I haven't seen people play as unified as that. It's like the Seven Dwarves back when I was a kid watching the movie. Mark, you know what I'm saying?
It's just funny.
Move on. Give me something else. Come on.
Let's talk about the NBA Finals.
The NBA Finals. I haven't seen players play like that since I was watching the Seven Dwarves.
Okay, all right.
Well, you gave me the same thing.
Well, that's all I know.
Come on.
What else is going on in the world?
Nothing. I mean, a lot, but too much, actually. Mr. Bobby Bones on Instagram and Twitter. We'll see you guys on Tuesday. Thank you for being here today. You can listen to the whole show back if you go over to iHeartRadio or iTunes and search Bobby Bones Show. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Wouldn't be able to do this show without you. I appreciate you.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.